to present the impacts of climate variability and change on agricultural systems in Eastern Africa, the work of the team there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sridhar.
Thank you, Sri. Good morning, everyone. I'm Sridhar Gumadi, working with ICRISEAT in Eastern Africa in four countries.
Be sure to speak in here and speak up a little bit.
In four countries, Ethiopia, Kenya, Tanzania, and Uganda. There is a lot number of team members, but I could get only a few names right now. Maybe in future we can get all the names. Thanks. The outline is how climate change will affect the agriculture. As the global models, climate models projection says that the global temperatures will be increasing with variability in rainfall, with more precipitation, and increase in frequency and magnitude of extreme events. These things will definitely have a constraints on the crop yields in Eastern Africa, where you have limited water resources. So what are the negative effects, and which crops are going to affect, and which places are you going to have negative effects? So at times you may be having regions where the climate change is going to be beneficial, and other regions there may be an adverse impact, and you have to prepare the complex to overcome these climate changes. So climate change affects across the landscape in different ways. So you have to do a location-specific analysis in order to understand the possible potential impacts of climate change in area. So the objective we have here is to do what kind of adaptations we can develop, like building new drought and heat resistant varieties, or changing the crop management practices in the region, or we have to develop the water storage capacities in water limited areas. We have two objectives right now. What are the potential impacts of climate change in Eastern Africa, especially in four nations: Ethiopia, Kenya, Tanzania, and Uganda, and we are planning to develop the strategic adaptation measures to combat the adverse impacts of climate change. So I'll give you a brief overview of the study. We have selected four countries, then within the four countries, four different districts have been selected, and each district has different agroecological zones. So you can see across the four countries, we have 15 agroecological zones, 15 climate stations, and 20 climate models with two RCPs and two time stamps, mid-century and end century. Then most of the four countries have maize with 3 to 4 varieties. Only Ethiopia, we have introduced the wheat with 2 varieties. Then we have different soil profiles, 36 soil profiles. Again, these soil profiles are categorized based on the soil properties as good, average, and poor. Then we have farmers from each nation, approximately 1,500 farmers from all the four. Then we had a different management practices, like different planting time, varieties, plant population, fertilizer, and management inputs. Two crop models were deployed right now, APSIM and DSAT, in the four nations. These are the four study areas. I'll give you an overview of the study areas. This is the first one on the left corner is Ethiopia, Adama district. Then you got Tanzania, Imbu County in Kenya, then Hoima district in Uganda. These four locations were selected for the current study. The main results would be focused on Kenya, because right now we finished with Kenya, and other teams are working on the agri work. So we'll be focusing on Kenya at this point. We have different agroecological zones. As I told you previously, there are 10 agroecological zones, but the 5 agroecological zones are selected based on the potentiality of maize to be grown in the areas. So these 5 agroecological zones were selected: EM2, 3, LM3, 4, 5 in Imbu district of Kenya. Similarly, the soil profiles. We got 4 dominant soil profiles in the study area. The dominant soil profiles were selected and then again classified into good, average, poor, so that the farmers can be easily categorized, so which farmers should have more management options to be taken in. This is just an overview of the current climate situations. In Kenya, we have 2 different seasons. One is short-range and long-range seasons. Short-range starts in March, April, May, and long-range for October, November, and December. So the idea is to see how the rainy days and rainfall amounts vary from each weather station and within the seasons. So short-range rainfall season, we have low number of rainy days and the low amount of rainfall in all the 4 locations in Imbu district. We have calibrated both DSAT and APSIM crop models for the seasons 2000, 2001 and 2 using the data received from CARI, Kenyan Agriculture Research Institute. Both the models were performing well. Initially, the models APSIM was first the calibrated for H511 and 513 varieties. Already the genetic parameters were available within the model, but still we have tried to manipulate the thermal time to reproduce the phenology of the crop in the four locations. This is to evaluate the DSAT performance in reproducing the observed survey yields of the farmers in Imbu district. Only one of the weather station only we have received the current climate data for the survey year 2010-2011. So DSAT and APSIM were only calibrated for one location for the farmer community. Model actually overestimates the crop yields in the region. It is presumably due to the soil conditions and initial soil conditions and water content was not available. So they were estimated based on the current rainfall of that year. What are the projected impacts of climate change in these areas? We just taken the average of the 20 GCMs over different RCPs and time scenarios to see how the rainfall and temperatures are varying. You can see a clear indication when you go to the 8.5 and you have an increase in temperatures by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius. But if you look into the other RCPs and time series, they are gradually increasing. You don't find much change. So 8.5 is the one which is having a huge difference in the surface temperatures for both maximum and minimum. The same is replicated for the minimum temperatures too. Then we start to see how the rainfall is varying in the seasons and across the locations, across the RCPs and time series. You can see annual rainfall is shown the increase, while the short rain seasons there is a decrease as well as an increase in rainfall across the scenarios, but the long rains it is considerably increasing as compared to the short rain. So there is a shortage of rainfall in the SR season, that is short rain season. As a result, we have few negative crop yields simulated by the models, both APSIM and DSAT in the region. But coming to the annual yields, that is if you take the average of both SR and LR, the yields are considerably increasing when compared to the baseline. The historical yields. Then we try to see what are the impacts and why the models are performing in different ways. Here the crop climate models are sorted based on the rainfall projections, that is the deviation in rainfall. Then we saw, based on that one, we try to see how the both maximum and minimum temperatures are performing in these locations. You can see the dotted lines are the minimum temperature which are greater than the maximum temperature. So the change expected in the minimum temperature, that is the night temperatures are increasing rapidly as compared to the day temperature. That's what we expect in climate change scenarios. There are two or three worst case scenarios also, like the model BNU shows an increase of 150% in rainfall over the seasons. Actually, you expect more rainfall and your crops are not stressed for the water in these areas. So obviously yields are increasing by 30 to 50%, and your temperatures are not at all increasing by 2 degrees. Since the temperatures are within the optimum range, the crop yields are projected to be increased in this region. Even though if we have 5 degrees increase as shown in IPSL CSM 5A, the yields are still increasing because the surface temperatures are within the crop optimum ranges. They never go beyond 33 degrees Celsius in the region. So once we have any temperatures going beyond 32, we can expect the yield should be coming down, but that's not happening here. We have four kind of simulations carried out, one without CO2 fertilization for DSAT and one with CO2 fertilization, and the third one is we developed an adaptation strategy. So you can see the normally the crop yields are increasing in with CO2, as you expect there will be 19 to 20% increase of the yields due to the CO2 fertilization. For the adaptation, we have a detailed analysis of each variety under each ecological zones and the soil and the management conditions. Then we categorize that the local variety, which is called Kattumani, is the worst affected in the climate change. You know, it's a short duration. Since the temperatures are increasing, the duration is reduced by 5 to 6 days for 1 degree increase in temperature. So in the adaptation strategy, we try to implement only the hybrid varieties and replace all the local varieties. Then we have changed the management practices also in a way that the fertilizers will be minimum of 60 kilograms per hectare and the plant population should be 50. You can see most of the crop yields in both the scenarios are increasing, especially with adaptation, your yields are increasing by 60 to 80%. That's a good news, but we have to keep an eye on the results also, because 60 to 80% increase is not actually pleasing everyone. So we are still working on these adaptation strategies and trying to implement the RAFs also with the communication with stakeholders, so that new RAFs can be implemented and to see why the yields are increasing. Because still your temperatures are in the optimum range and you expect 30 to 50% or 100% increase in rainfall. So we have tried to check how the duration is being reduced. These are the two seasons, SR short range and LR, for different varieties, H511, 13, Deklab and Katmani, four varieties for you. And we noticed that in 4.5 RCP and N century, the degree days are increasing. So as a result, your duration is reduced by 5 days per 1 degree increase in temperature. Similarly, for 8.5, it is reducing by 6 days. Actually, this slide is supposed to be coming before that one. That's what I was searching in the previously. This is the adaptation technology we adapted for. You can see most of the time we have used the hybrid varieties and replaced all the local varieties like Katumani in the farming community across the ecological zones. All the varieties, H511, Deklab, these are the hybrid varieties which have been grown up there, and we made sure that the fertilizers, these are the fertilizers which has performed well across the different management options. So the best management options and the best crop varieties were taken out, and we developed a new adaptation technology, and we forced the crop models, both AFSIM and DSAT, to produce these results. Still, our economic team is working on the economic results, but if we are from the increase in yields, we can easily guess most of the farmers are on the gaining side rather than on the losing side. So the conclusions for this are crop yields are increasing in all the climate change scenarios in all RCPs and time centuries. The projected changes in crop yields are higher in long range as compared to short range, because short range, the amount of increase in rainfall is marginal as compared to long range or annual rainfall you receive. The local varieties, which is Katumani, is adversely affected due to the climate change. So we replace this variety and with the hybrid and best growing varieties in the region. The adapted technology, short duration varieties and local varieties are replaced with long duration varieties to get this one. This with I end my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Sridhar.